أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. The previous ayats were quite severe with the punishment of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and which instills fear in a person. And this is the mythology of the Quran Sharif, that where that subject comes, then the subject of Allah's great mercy also comes. These ayat were revealed when, according to some narrations, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent somebody to invite Hazrat Wahshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Islam. Hazrat Wahshi was the person who had martyred Hazrat Hamza, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he also chewed his liver. This hurt Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam very greatly. But in spite of that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart was so big and wanted Jannat for him also, and sent somebody to invite him. He sent a message back and he said, "But you want me to accept Islam, but your teachings are, which are according to the Quran, a person who worshipped idols, who made shirk with Allah Ta'ala, who committed adultery, who drank wine, who stole and robbed, who murdered. For them there is no way out for them. They have committed the most grievous sins." On that Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed to him, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. However, that person who makes tawbah, brings iman, and he does righteous deeds, he will be forgiven. Hazrat Wahshi replied, "In yes, that I must do righteous deeds. I don't know if I will live till that time or if I will get tawfiq." Then Allah revealed the other ayat of the Quran which was conveyed to him, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha." That Allah does not forgive a person who commits shirk, who associates partners with Allah. But besides that, all other sins Allah will forgive whom Allah wants to. So he said, in here there is a condition. I don't know if Allah will wish for me. That is according to the wish of Allah. So then Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat that, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh, those of you who have done great wrong to yourself, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. It is kufr and haram to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter what the condition of a person is, what gunas he might have committed, he must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah declared that He forgives all gunas. Just make tawbah, turn to Allah, and Allah forgives all your gunas. When this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Is this only for Hazrat Wahshi or is it for the whole ummah?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "It's for the whole ummah till the day of Qiyamah." That whoever will make tawbah, immediately Allah will forgive all his sins, no matter what. The person who killed 99 people and then completed his century and killed 100 people, he was also forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. So matter what sins a person might have committed, he must never lose hope. Just turn to Allah, ask for forgiveness, and Allah will definitely forgive him. So Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Keh de, اے بندے میرے جنہوں نے کی زیادتی کی ہے اپنی جان پر. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce and say to those servants of mine who are great sinners, who have done great wrong to themselves. Allah hasn't forgotten them also, the sinners. Allah is addressing here the sinners of the ummah and says, don't ever lose hope in my mercy. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Aas mat turo Allah ki mehribani se. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is such, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Beshak Allah bakhshta hai sab guna. Allah forgives all sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Aur jo hai, wahi hai guna maaf karne wala, mehriban. And it is only Allah and nobody else who can forgive all your sins. And Allah is oft forgiving. And not only forgiving, Allah is most merciful also. Yeah, if a person has committed a capital crime, and even if the state president gives him clemency, but he won't say after that we are giving you 10 filling stations, 20 blocks of flats, 20 farms we are giving you. But when Allah forgives, Allah Ta'ala converts your sins into good deeds. Allah Ta'ala showers His great, great mercies upon you. All Allah wants, come back to me, make tawbah, istighfar, and see what mercies I will shower upon you. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. اور رجوع ہو جاؤ اپنے رب کی طرف اور اس کی حکم بردار کرو. And turn to Allah Ta'ala and also submit towards Him. Ulama have written, Anibu ila Rabbikum, is that a person thinks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has been so kind. He gave me eyes, He gave me brains, He gave me a body. What ni'mat of Allah. And in that a person submits to Allah. And aslimu lahu, that a person submits to Allah, that he sees the fear of Allah, the punishment of Allah. And in that fear he turns to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, both way, think of my great favors upon you. And if you don't make tawbah and istighfar, you don't correct your life, then fear my punishment. Both of these things are also the mercy of Allah to bring a person to Allah Ta'ala. Min qabli an ya'tiyakum al-'adhab, pehle usse ke aaye tum par azab, before Allah's punishment comes upon you. That is, a person, till the time the clear signs of maut are not on a person, sakarat has not come on a person, his tawbah is accepted by Allah. Till Qiyamah does not come, tawbah is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So a person shouldn't delay, he should make tawbah. So Allah says, before that time that my azab can come, you make tawbah and my azab won't come to you. I'll pull my azab, I'll withdraw it again. ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ, پھر کوئی تمہاری مدد کو نہ آئے گا. And if you don't make tawbah and my azab comes, remember, nobody can help you then. The whole world together with all the power, they won't be able to help you. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, اور چلو بہتر بات پر جو اتری تمہاری طرف تمہارے رب سے. And follow the best and the most beautiful teachings which have been revealed to you by Allah Ta'ala. Don't be fooled by the things of this dunya. They are just all sugar-coated candy. Inside is great, great poison for you. Follow that which Allah has revealed, the pure teachings of Allah Ta'ala. مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, اس سے پہلے کہ پہنچے تم پر عذاب اچانک اور تم کو خبر نہ ہو. Before that time comes, that Allah's punishment comes suddenly upon you, whether it is death that comes upon you or some other calamity that Allah inflicts upon you, that you meet up with an accident, you suffer a stroke, you become paralyzed, etc. Before that time, make tawbah sincere to Allah Ta'ala and follow His teachings. In these ayat, what a beautiful way Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has invited towards Him, and that we become obedient to Him. And if after so much of kindness of Allah and kindness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a person still does not relent and go towards Allah, then what is he waiting for? Allah's azab to come? Then he's going to turn to Allah. We should not delay. Make tawbah, correct our lives, and turn to Allah in sincerity. Wa akhiru da'wana.